Talk about our up-close experience with Madonna. Yesterday was the big press conference for the Super Bowl halftime show. Over the years, the halftime show has really changed quite a bit. The halftime entertainment for Super Bowl I, the Universities of Arizona and Michigan marching bands. Super Bowl IX was a tribute to Duke Ellington. Super Bowl 15, a salute to the big band era with Up With People.
Oh.
Super Bowl 22 was Something Grand, featuring 88 grand pianos, the Rockettes, and Chubby Checker. Boy, we've come a long way, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Well, 46 years later, it's going to be Madonna, and this continues the trend that the Super Bowl has gone with for about the past 10 years, ever since U2 in 2002. They have primarily gone with one act, and it's been as big a name act as they can find. You know, it's been since 99 when we had Stevie Wonder. That was the Rhines Stevie Wonder run-in was 99.
Really?
That's been a long time, but that was Stevie Wonder, Gloria Estefan, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, and a bunch of dancers, and it wasn't just one artist out there featured.
Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
Josh
Stone,
John Legend.
That was in Detroit. That was a different one because
oh, they weren't halftime, they were pregame, maybe?
There was something.
It was
okay. All
of them. Yeah. It was all different phases of
okay. Well, Stevie all was phases, a part of the pregame in 99.
Okay.
All right, so since U2, we've had Shania Twain, we've had Paul McCartney, we've had Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake, the Rolling Stones, Prince, Tom Petty, Springsteen, The Who. Last year it was the Black Eyed Peas. And now it's arguably the biggest name in pop in the past 30 years, certainly the biggest female name in pop and entertainment in the last 30 years, Madonna. So we were all excited about getting to see Madonna in person because I don't think any of us ever have.
No.
Never been to a Madonna show or anything like that. So at the end of the show yesterday, I was beaten down, tired, and I was just going to leave you two here because you were going to wait and go to the press conference, and I was going to go back to the hotel. Keller and I are walking to the parking garage, and we turned to each other and we said, "Why are we going back? We're just going to have to turn around and come right back at some point."
This is your chance to see Madonna.
And I thought, you know, I'm going to miss something. This is my chance to get up close to Madonna. I'll never have this opportunity again.
Right.
So I come back and I say, okay, I'm staying.
That was a commitment to the show that I appreciated.
Thank you.
Because, you know, Georgia and I have talked about this a lot off the air, about how you've checked out on the show and how we're the only ones committed.
We have never talked about that.
So we all go eat lunch, and then it's about an hour to go, and I said, let's go stake out the press conference room. It's a big room, but we want to get up close because we also have a ticket station tradition of somebody, usually either Corby or Gordo, asking a question of the entertainer. So we want to get there early and get an aisle seat and get up close. So the press conference was at 2. I walked in at 1. George, you went to take a walk around town or something?
Yeah, I checked out the landscape around
quote
here.
Unquote.
It's a nice nice downtown area. Had a good walk.
Well, at 1 o'clock, it was already starting to fill up, and the first 5 or so rows were taken up. So I staked out a few seats for us on the aisle, row 6. Pretty close, right?
Yes.
If you're row 6 at a Madonna concert, you're happy.
Sure.
You're
going to
get a good look at her. So Gordo then came in, and we saved about 4 seats. Mike and Corby joined us. We never saw George. Where did you end up?
I got side stage, and I thought I would try to jockey for a position where she was going to enter and exit. I picked the wrong side. But I was still close to the stage, though, so I was pretty close to her. I was probably 20 feet away from her.
It turns out that the seats that Junior had selected were perfect because the first questioner was Sean Robinson from Access Hollywood, and she was going to be given first question from the NFL. Well, we're sitting right behind her. So the woman who's commandeering the microphone for the NFL networks is crouched right beside us. So we tell her, hey, can we go next after the first one? She's like, okay. And she looks at my credential. She picks up my credential, looks at it, and she has a headset on. And she talks into the headset to someone backstage. Gordon, Keith.
Who are you with?
I'm with Dallas Radio.
Dallas Radio, KTCK.
Didn't she take your credentials?
Well, she took some other people's credentials. Okay. Mine she held in, you know, I have to do the neck strain and, you know, Merton Hanks my neck out towards her where she can read my credential.
This is brand new, by the way. The person that holds the microphone never before has radioed to NFL headquarters who's about to ask the question.
Right. So this is after Madonna obviously has come out there. I realize we skipped a little bit of that. But she walks out and she looks wonderful.
Incredible.
Yeah, she looked really, really good. And considering she's 53, she looked incredibly good.
But, you know, she's Madonna. She's gotten a lot of facials, as I as I mentioned on the hard line.
Yeah, she was. And we posted some pictures on our Twitter pages. She was wearing a sleeveless top. Her arms are really buff, you know. Looks like she lifts all the time. She
with those Iggy Pop arms.
Was wearing gloves, which is odd. But tight pants. She had her blonde curly hair. She did. She looked great.
Like kind of the I Dream of Jeannie type pants.
Yeah.
They look like that.
Kind of like that.
Kind of like that. And she came out there, and I've never seen this before. The walk out there, and before you start talking, or you just kind of stand and you pose and vogue a little bit while people snap your picture.
Fergie did that last year.
Did she?
Yeah.
I guess that's a female thing, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't remember Adam Clayton doing that.
No. She gets out there, and she poses. And then she gets behind the podium, and she says about three words. Happy to be here. This is going to be a lot of fun. Okay, questions. You know, there was no speech or anything, so get right to the questions.
And she really, I thought it was a very lackluster performance by Madonna, because I figured she had at least one zinger that she was going to get out there and say something somewhat controversial. You know, kind of like fake controversial.
Yeah.
Nothing that offends the NFL or the Super Bowl host committee or anything. But, you know, something that's kind of Madonna attitudinal. She didn't give us any of that. It was the biggest bunch of going through the motions, excited to be here. I say, go Giants Patriots, and, you know, that kind of crap.
Now, they start the press conference, and I was humiliated to be a part of the media. Some of the questions that the people in the media were asking, it was
you just cringe.
Embarrassing.
You just wanted it to end.
Yes.
Right when they started.
Yes. Horrible.
I just want to say, you are a genius, and you mean so much to Indianapolis.
Stop! Shut up.
Madonna, welcome to Indianapolis. I would like you to, well, you can do whatever you want because you're Madonna.
You're Madonna.
And you're a genius.
Oh, yeah, that was the worst one.
Shut up.
But I would like you to talk about how you like Indianapolis. And then she'd go, it's great. It's a great city.
Have you enjoyed your stay here? Meanwhile, she just got off a plane probably 10 minutes ago. Yeah, and so the first, as I mentioned, the first question asker was Sean Robinson from Access Hollywood. Now, Sean Robinson, by the way, you guys may remember, was the woman that Pat O'Brien left. It's rumored that he left those voicemails for her, the ones of, let's you, me, and Emily get together with a bag of cocaine and a hooker and have a wild time. You remember this, George?
Yeah. I was just being quiet so we could get a good drop there.
Sorry. So she went through all that. Now, we had talked to her before this, before the press conference started, so Corby and I were sitting there joshing with her and having fun. Well, she gets up and asks the first question, and I know, well, immediately there's cameras surrounding her. And so I say, all right, I'm going to video bomb this woman.
Boy, did you.
And so I awkwardly stand up behind her. I'm the only one standing up behind her as she's asking this question. And so it eventually ran at like around 6 p.m. Dallas time or something. 6 or 7 p.m.
So
and
funny.
I started
looking.
Getting inundated with screen grabs from being on TV is I'm just awkwardly standing behind her.
Wide-eyed,
like a stalker.
You look so photoshopped.
I know. It's so fake-looking. And I posted some of those on GordonKeith.com. You can see them. So we were in perfect position to video bomb the press conference.
The second person who asked a question was right in front of Sean Robinson. That was Christina McClarity.
Boy, that was a hot piece.
She used to work in Dallas at Channel 21, I think, or 33.
Really?
She was their entertainment reporter. 21, I think. And remember, we had a backstage interfacing with her at the A-Ward Awards.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't remember
that. We talked to her for a long time. And anyway, she has gone on. She's now with Entertainment Tonight, and she's now dating David Arquette.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How about that?
Wow. And she's a close personal friend of ours, too. That's wild.
So, yeah, eventually the microphone makes its way to Corby and Gordon.
Right. Now, so Corby, and I told Corby ahead of time, we had kind of agreed. I said, look, if I get the mic first, if I'm going to jockey for position, But if I get the mic, I'm going to hand it to you so Corby can for sure get in his question, mm-hmm. and then if possible, he can hand it to me. And so I got the attention of this woman, so I'm right behind Sean Robinson. She takes my name, looks at my credential and everything, so I'm going to be next. So she calls it in, and then I say to Corby, I say, you know, she took my credential, you know, you want me to hand it to you? And he goes, no, you can go ahead. You can go ahead. So I'm getting ready for my question. She calls it back there to whoever she calls it out to. And then all of a sudden, her demeanor changes, mm-hmm. and she goes, well, I have to get a couple other people first. I got to get People Magazine, and I have to get LA Times, and so on. And then we start noticing that she keeps, between every person she gives the mic to, there's somebody else that just happens to need to be getting in front of us in line.
And the moderator had that earpiece, and he would say, hey, now we have a question from so-and-so with ESPN, the Sport Days, or whatever.
So it turns out that that microphone on our side of the room never was more than 5 feet away from us. Every single person around us, immediately around us, got to ask a question, except the four ticket guys that were sitting there.
So the word's out on the ticket.
That's what we're thinking. There's one of two explanations. Yeah. Either the ticket was not big enough to ask a question, or the ticket was known enough not to give us the mic to ask a question.
That's so disappointing because we've never asked an offensive question or...
No, these have always been funny.
Yeah.
Or better than the other questions.
Yeah, we've never melted down the press conference or anything like that. But I think the NFL, known as the No Fun League... Mm-hmm. is trying to send America's favorite radio station a message this Super Bowl. Look at our placement here on Radio Row. We are in the back
corner. Very back.
We're as far away from humanity as you can get. And they don't let us ask a question at the Madonna press conference. I think they're trying to send us some kind of a message.
Yes.
And you know what? We kind of have to bend over and take it because this is our favorite week of the year. We get tons of broadcast gold, and we don't want them to ban us. So we just kind of yesterday I'm thinking, well, there's a way around it. Let's get fake credentials but you know what, if we do that and they think it's Joe Schmo from the Baltimore Sun and you guys stand up and say, "Hi, so and so from the ticket in Dallas."
Yeah.
Or maybe you don't have to say that, but you ask a question, they're going to put two and two together, and then are they going to never let us come back?
Yeah, disinvite us from the Super Bowl.
We should have just have that. You actually at one point had the microphone, right?
No, I never had.
You never
it in
held
my hand.
It. Oh, okay.
No,
I was going to say you should have just entered with a question and just. But the problem then
I should have stood up and shouted. There were a couple
of
people who did that. They didn't even get the microphone. They just stood up and shouted.
But then we wouldn't have had a level on whatever the question was, probably.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I had a handheld recorder. It would have picked it up.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that would have worked.
But Corby and I both had questions that we were ready to ask. Corby was going to ask her which one of her exes, if they got on a field. And wanted to seek revenge, which one of her exes would want revenge on her, or something like that. I was going to ask Madonna on behalf of Dallas, I want to welcome you to Indianapolis. And I was going to say, when I was a girl growing up, I was your biggest fan, had all your albums and your books and all your centaur paintings, which was a callback to something that happened early in the press conference. But I was going to ask her, how do you plan on changing your lyrics during the show to celebrate the life of Angelo Dundee? The founder of Soul Train.
You were going to say,
"Oh no!"
And I'll take my answer off the air. Is what I was going to add. At the end.
And he was going to say, on behalf. I hope I didn't miss this because I had my headphones off.
You did miss it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
On behalf of Dallas, I'd like to welcome to Indianapolis.
That was my favorite part of it.
As a confusing aside there, and the other one that we were joking around right before I was supposed to get the mic was I was about to switch it and ask her, "Did you hear about the gay caveman?" And then when she said no, I was going to say, all right, I guess I'll have to ask somebody else.
All right, so that was the end of the press conference. We were disappointed. We come back up here to the media center to Radio Row, and we're on with Bad Radio, and I look at one of the TV monitors, and I see Madonna's being interviewed by the NFL Network, which is right over there, right in this room. So I get my camera, and I run over there, and I get right around the NFL Network set, and Rich Eisen's interviewing Madonna. So I'm right on that barrier over there, and I snap a couple pictures, and then she finishes that interview and she leaves and she goes right down that pathway out this back door, and I'm standing right there, and she walked by me, and she was I almost could reach out and touch her, not quite.
You should have ripped off that wig.
She was maybe 6 feet, And so I got a really good close-up look at her, and I decided, I made a judgment that I'm going to view her with my eyes and not the camera.
Really?
I said, I can probably snap a really good up-close picture of her here and tweet it, but I'm not going to get the memory of seeing her up close. Mm-hmm. So I put the camera down, and I just focused on her with my eyes. And when she got right next to me, she stopped and turned around and talked to someone behind her for like 2 seconds.
Really?
So you got a really good look.
So I got a really, really good look at
her. You gave her the serial killer gaze, huh?
Up and down.
Mm. Wow.
And I have to say, really up close, not as good as she looked up there on the press conference.
Really?
Not bad by any stretch, but not...
Junior's main Madonna.
But not...
She could look like Killer right now, and I would still do her for name value.
Body, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. For a 23-year-old, it's phenomenal. For a 53-year-old, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Still very pretty. Sex appeal, a 10. You know, aura, a 10, and all of that. But just the helmet, up close and personal.
Yeah, kind of scary.
I wouldn't say it was scary, but it wasn't a 10 like I'm thinking from a distance. It was maybe a 7.
Yeah, her body looks good in clothes. You don't know what's going on once she peels off that laundry.
I bet it's pretty good.
It could be C-section scars, and she's Madonna, so it's a barn door down there.
Yeah. But anyway, it was really cool to see her that close.
Why do you look so troubled?
You know, to have that experience. It was pretty cool. It was worth skipping my nap.
See, I think that's a fair evaluation, because I've always thought that about Madonna. That's not necessarily what's made her the sex symbol that she is, you know, just her face.
Right.
It's everything that goes along with it.
It's the attitude.
Aura, the attitude. Yeah. The
barn door.
The moves. I don't even know what that is.
You know, she has problems keeping her babies in for the full gestation.
Yeah, when she was dancing up there on that stage yesterday, she did that salsa dance.
Yeah.
That was very erotic to me to see her dancing. It was very sexual.
She knows how to shake it.
Really? I thought she was dancing like a white businessman.
Just to see Madonna in person dancing, good or bad, there was something very
I mean, she wasn't going to really get into it. She just did just a little salsa move, and it was Madonna. Gosh sakes.
Anyway, the ticket was screwed yesterday. That was unfortunate. But we did get to see Madonna up close.
The NFL robbed America of entertainment yesterday.
And we'll talk more about Madonna on Monday. We'll have to critique the halftime show. See how that goes. All right, it's 8:35 on Sports Radio 1310.